I want to talk about the worth of mothers as seen through the eyes of God. And I just want to say something about that. I think we understand that ultimately our sense of worth and identity doesn't come from human beings. Although we enjoy that, all of us like the love and the acceptance and the, you know, what other people give to us. And there's a very real aspect of that. But biblically, we understand that our worth comes from God. And what this means is that humans are actually quite fickle. Humans are on one day, they're off the next. Humans can be for you one day and against you the next. Even in marriage relationship where, you know, it's the ideal of, it's a picture on earth of our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the most powerful representation of that relationship with God that we have on earth, and yet even in that relationship, there can be struggles. And what the Bible teaches us is that we have worth, not because a human being says we have worth. We have worth not because someone treats you well or someone appreciates you, but we have worth because God himself has declared our worth in many different kinds of ways. I'm going to touch on some of those in just a minute. And but this is the difference between human worth being bestowed upon us, on us, and God's worth being bestowed upon us, is that he never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never have to worry about what God thinks about you. You never have to worry about what he is feeling towards you, because his heart is infinitely love, infinite acceptance and value. He sees you as having worth. And I'm going to tell you some of the reasons why in just a minute. Now, but I want to speak especially to the women just for a second here. And I want to give you a passage of scripture. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. This is a familiar passage to us, but I want to emphasize it from a unique direction toward women. Genesis chapter 1 says this. It says, "So God created human beings in his own image." God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them, plural. Female and male, he created them. Now, women, I want to say this to you, and mums, I want to say this to you today. The Bible, God reveals himself all through the scripture as a father, Jesus as a brother. The Holy Spirit is neither male nor female. But there's a lot of the male aspect of God that is revealed in the scripture with good reason. God has his reasons for that. But I want to say to you women today, and you need to hear this, you were created in the image of God as a woman. Your feminineness, your femaleness, your womanness was actually designed by God to be the image of God. Not just maleness, not just men, but you as a woman and you as a mother. If you're a mother here today, I want to tell you, and I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. You were designed to represent an aspect of the nature and character of God that us guys, we don't represent. And it isn't an accident. It isn't, God created man and then, oops, you know, this... a little bit of DNA got, shuffled together and women were formed. No, he actually planned and designed you to represent and to be his image on earth as a woman and as a mother. And so I'm going to take you to that, take you through that in the scripture. And I've got how many? 37 points? No, just kidding. I have 9 points. And I'm going to give you every one of them. I'm going to walk through the scriptures, and we're not going to take a long time here today. But my first point is I've already given you. It's women, mothers, you are created in the very image of God. Now, I want to say one more thing about that before I go on to the next thing. Can I say to you today that this is not just a divine act in creating you in your nature. It's actually a calling. I, as a husband, I became a Christian before I got married. But before I was a Christian, I really didn't have an understanding about what marriage was. You know, I didn't have a good example. My mom and dad had a terrible relationship. My dad left when I was 11 years old. I was raised in a single parent home by my mother. I didn't have good images of that. I didn't know what it meant for a man to be a man, a woman to be a woman, and for them to be joined together in marriage. It wasn't clear to me. When I became a Christian and I began to dig into the Word of God and began to study and began to understand what was actually going on in the universe, I began to understand that this existence that we have as human beings and as male and female and as husband and wife are actually crafted, designed. The architect of the universe designed us to be the things that we are. Now, we live in a society where this is getting very messed up. Maleness, femaleness, is under attack in a huge way. Sexuality is under attack in a huge way. And you may look at what's going on in our society where women are becoming men and men are becoming women, and there is a pressure on men to become more feminine and on women to become more masculine. And you may wonder, you may look at that and think there's, you know, well, it's just happening in society. But I'm going to say to you today, the God of this world, the Bible calls the Satan, the God of this world, the God of this world, his plan is to destroy the image of Christ everywhere it is on planet Earth. The devil hates anything on Earth that is a clear representation of the nature and character of God. He wants to destroy the message of God in the earth. And he wants to destroy it by taking the very things that were designed by God to reveal himself to humanity. And he wants to mar those and destroy those so that it becomes confusion. In fact, the Bible uses that word describing this. It's confusion. He wants to make it so people cannot get the truth and revelation about God in these things that God created to show himself. So you as a man, today you represent the king, you represent a father, you represent a brother, you were created by God to be an image bearer of the nature and character of God in that area. And that is a calling. We've fallen from that. We fell from the glory of God. That's part of the fall. And in that fall, men don't take their place. A fall for a man is a man stops taking his place as a man. And a fall for a woman is a woman stops taking her place as a woman. But I want to say to you women today, you need to be proud of the fact that you are a woman and that you are a mother. You are not in the back seat. You're not second rate. You're not, you know, somewhere back and the husbands and the men are called and you guys are on the back seat. You are created in the image of God and a joint heir with your husband in the purposes of God. I hope you're hearing me, guys, because the enemy's fighting to destroy this. He wants to mar the image of Christ. Now, what I'm going to show you, and we hear a lot about the fatherhood of God. We hear a lot about Jesus as our brother and all that. But I'm going to show you a number of things that God specifically put into his world, in his word, to demonstrate the female. This is not sacrilege, not heresy. God actually reveals himself in female nature in a number of passages of Scripture. And he identifies himself with you as a woman. And he identifies himself with you as mothers today. So the highest compliment, people say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery. That's a saying that's come around. I'm going to say to you today, the greatest bit of praise that you could ever have is that the God of the universe decided that he was going to put his image inside of you and allow you to represent him on planet Earth. That is a worthy thing. That declares your worth. He created you to be an image bearer And that's the joy we have. So let me take you through it. I'm going to give you these 9 points. God identifies himself with the nurturing, loving care of a mother. Listen to this passage of Scripture, Hosea 11. And it says, "Yet it was, I fought for Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love, and I was like unto them, I was to them like a mother who lifts an infant to her cheek." I was to them like a mother who lifts a child to its cheek. I bent down and I fed them. You need to hear today, moms, women, God identifies himself with the qualities that he created inside of you. And you are a representative of that. Thirdly, God identifies himself with the fierce protectiveness of mothers. The fierce protectiveness of mothers. Hosea chapter 13, verse 8. This is God, God saying this, "Like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and tear them asunder." Rawr. And we understand what that is. You know, and women, you lay down your lives for your kids. Someone messes with your child, you're not going to be passive. You're not going to be mild. You are going to go after that thing like a bear robbed of its cubs. Now, you need to know that is a female quality, not just a male quality. Okay? Like a she-bear robbed of her cubs. And God identifies with moms in this kind of way. That quality that is in God, who fights for us, to defend us, to watch over us, to protect us, to shred anything that would come against us, that God identifies with that, with you, by putting that inside you, mothers. You wonder why that's there? Jesus put it there. And he put it there so that you would represent him. You may think it's just a natural thing to be that way. No, God designed you with that, to represent him and to be like him in the earth. Number four, God identifies himself with the desire of mothers to prepare a safe place for their children and to bear them up. God identifies himself in this quality that is in moms and in women. Deuteronomy 32, 11 and 12 says, "Like the eagle that stirs up its nest." Now, you can envision that, an eagle stirring up its nest. What's inside the eagle that is causing the eagle to take its wings and to ruffle everything that's inside there, you know, and to cause, you know, whatever it is, feathers, whatever, all to be up and, you know, and into a bunch? It's to protect and to provide a safe, comfortable place for its chicks. And God describes himself in the female in this by saying, "Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, God spreads wings to catch you and to carry you on his pinions." The stirring of the nest and carrying you like a mother eagle. Deuteronomy 32, God identifies himself with mothers giving birth. Listen to this one. You women, you are never alone when you give birth. And the pangs of travail in childbirth that you feel, you need to know that God created you to be able to do this. And the pangs that you feel in childbirth, God feels. And it's in his nature. So let me read this to you. Deuteronomy 32, verse 28. "You were unmindful," he's talking to the children of Israel, "you were unmindful of the rock that bore you and forgot the God who gave you birth." I'm sorry, guys, but that's the female quality. But God identifies himself with mothers in travail, bringing forth children. He says, "This is what I'm like. I'm like a mother who brings forth a child, travailing in birth." Here's another one for you. Isaiah Chapter 42, for a long time I have held my peace, I've kept myself still, restrained myself, but now I cry out like a woman in labor, I will gasp and I will pant. That's God. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor, I will gasp and pant. That is talking about the energy and the focus in travail to bring something to pass. That's what God feels when he's looking at you and Leah in her situation. What God feels toward her is he is like a woman travailing in birth to bring something to pass. He's not turned his back. He's not distanced himself. He is right there. Amen? And then he goes on to say some of the things that he will do, that he is passionate and he is feeling this about. He says, I am going to lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I'm going to guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them. I will make the rough places smooth. These are things that I will do, and I will not forsake them. And just like a mother who bears a child, and the first thing she can think about when she's born that child is to bring that child to her breast and hold that child and look upon that child, the travail of her birth. That's how God feels about us. And that's how he feels about bringing us into the things that are on his heart for us. You need to understand, and Paul described this in the New Testament in himself, and all he was reflecting the nature of God. When Paul said this, he was just repeating what God is like. And Paul said, I am like a woman travailing in child to bring forth in birth until Christ is formed in you. Okay, so now if Paul and if leaders could ever feel this about people, that we travail until Christ is formed in you. We strive and we struggle and we pray, we seek God, we work toward seeing Christ formed in you. Imagine how infinitely greater that is in the heart of God. But I want you to know, women today, listen to this carefully. God identified himself with you as a woman in giving you that incredible miracle of birth, to be a representation of his nature and his character. That's an honor to you that God would do that. Number six, God identifies himself with the bond that a mother has for their children. Listen to this, Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? And then God says, and he's using that as an example, you know, I mean, women, any woman who is at all like God, even non-Christians, there's something, the bond that is formed between a mother and a baby. I mean, it's an incredible thing. As a mother, you know, cannot forget her nursing child, show no compassion on the child of her womb. Then God says this, he says, even they may forget, but I will never forget. And the point here is that God is identifying himself like a mother with a nursing child. And that's a female quality. So you women, you need to know today that your God identifies himself with your femaleness, your motherhood, the drives that are inside you, the yearnings that are inside you, the bonds that you create with your children. God himself, these things are in the nature and the character of God. And you have them inside you because God made you in his image. That's the greatest honor and declaration of your worth, that God would put his nature inside you and cause you to represent him. High, high worth, high, high honor. All right? Number seven, God identifies himself in the comfort that mothers give to their children. Isaiah 66:13. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted. Do you hear that? This is God identifying himself with the love and the nurture and the care and the compassion and the comfort that mothers bring to their children. Now, I want to say something today. As much as my daughter Leah wants me down in Vancouver, what she really wanted was her mother. She didn't ask me to fly down with her. She asked her mother to fly down with her. All through my life, when our kids have been going through the deepest stuff, And I get to comfort them somewhere along the way, but the first reaction, the first thing they want when they're going through it is they want their mother. And there's a reason why God says this. You see? This comfort that God brings to people that is in his nature, and him comforting us, that's a feminine quality that is built into women. And God is identifying himself. Both male and female are created in the image of God. And when you have this thing, please understand this today, when you have that feeling, that desire to comfort, that desire to wrap your arms, that desire to come alongside, that desire to soothe, that is the very nature and character of God. And it comes to you because God made you in his image. You talk about your worth. The very image of God himself has been bestowed upon you as a woman and as a mother. And then, number eight, God identifies himself with the carefulness with which a mother gathers her children about her. Okay, I watch moms when they're about to leave the church or other situations, and it's time to go, and they have one thing on their mind, and that's making sure, getting all the kids gathered together to make sure that they're all right there. And they do that all the time. They walk into a store, wherever they are, in the yard, whatever. They are constantly drawing their children together, gathering. And this is what God says about his own nature. He's talking about Jerusalem. And he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have desired to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wings. You think this is in you by accident? Uh-uh. God himself, this is his nature and his character, and he designed you to be this way. Worth and honor and esteem, because God himself has imprinted you with his nature and character, and you are an image bearer of God. And then finally, number nine. The Ten Commandments, which are the highest representation of the moral nature and character of God. All the rest of the scripture, ultimately, it flows out of the moral nature of God. And I want to speak to you one of the commandments today that's found in the lineup of thou shalt have no gods before me, thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. Right in the midst of all these things that are the moral nature, character of God, God says, honor your father and your mother. Honor, doesn't it just honor your father? It says, honor your father and your mother. Do you know why that command is there? It's not just God in heaven telling us to do something. That's the nature of God. You see, those Ten Commandments are like God. That's what God is like. And you want to know what's really happening in a home? You want to know what's really happening in a marriage? A mom, a single mom who's with her children, and or a married couple, with their children. You want to know what's really going on? God honors fathers. God honors mothers. And he requires, I'm going to use that term, he requires us to do the same thing. He requires us to honor our mother and our father. And actually to honor other mothers and fathers. So you have someone in your corner, moms, women. You have someone in your corner that is bigger than any human being. You have someone in your corner that is more powerful than the universe itself. You have someone in your corner who is standing to defend you, to praise you, to esteem you, to give you worth. The very God and creator of the universe is in your corner to honor you, to lift you up, and to bring his nature and character into your hearts.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share this message with others, but please do not alter or change it in any way without express written consent from the Rock Christian Community.